everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 8, entitled Start to Finish. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching maybe 5-6 minutes ago.
Right.
We are pretty excited, and we have like 2 more months to wait for a whole new episode of Walking... No, maybe like 3 months. I don't think it comes back on until February, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mid-February.
Right.
All right, so what did you think, just immediate reaction to the episode?
Although I was expecting more since this was the mid-season finale, and I thought they would have went out with a bang, it was still pretty good. And I know what everybody's thinking. Damn Morgan.
Morgan must
die. I know what people are thinking right now.
Oh, I saw so many tweets that Morgan must die.
You know, Morgan did it again. And you know what? I'm in agreement with you guys now.
Yeah, I am too. We've been big Morgan supporters. And it was like, damn, man. It's like when you try to go have somebody's back and then they screw up again.
They just keep screwing up.
I had your back, dude, like to the very end.
But still, I'm disappointed in Morgan and I'm disappointed in Carol.
Carol's not innocent here.
Right, because, I mean, she couldn't wait.
Yeah, and that's what he said. She couldn't wait. But at the same time, my mom always says you have to be the bigger person. So due to the fact that Carol, in this case, was not the bigger person, she had to know right then and there, Morgan should have let it go. Like, he did his part. All life is precious, yes. But you're going to fight Carol?
Yo.
And then he manhandled her. Like, he, like, hurt her really bad. I was, like, really disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he rock bottomed her.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? A lady right there. Are you kidding me? I think that's what ultimately pissed me off. And I'm not gonna get into the whole you hit someone, you get hit back argument. You know, this is the zombie apocalypse. But really, Morgan, you did not have to manhandle her like that. I did not like that.
Well, she was about to kill him though.
No, but I mean, like, damn, there's other ways to restrain her. Carol's like, come on.
Man, really, that whole fight was unbelievable to me.
Yeah, because at one point I was like, how is Carol strong enough for Morgan?
I mean, hold up, now Carol no karate too?
Right.
Come on now.
Because we know Carol's a badass, but she's not like super strong. She doesn't have super strength.
Yeah.
So that was still a man that's been working out, doing whatever he's doing with Eastman. So like he should have easily been able to overtake her,
Easily been able to restrain her.
Yeah.
Kind of stop her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she's a badass, but we've never seen her do some hand-to-hand combat. You know? I'm like, what the fuck? How's she drop-kicking him and all those other shit, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that's when I got excited in the episode, because prior to that, Gary was on his phone, and he was just like, this episode's so-so, and I even tweeted. I was like, boo this TV show. Because it's a long-running joke when we say, well, duh, everyone knows what boo means, but it's an inside joke between me and Gary with boo. Boo this TV show means. But boo this TV show, or boo The Walking Dead mid-season finale, meant that it just, to me, it wasn't living up to the mid-season finale.
Yeah, it didn't live up to it at all.
Yeah, because they kept showing trailers all the time, like, oh, you guys can't wait for The Walking Dead. I think even some of the cast members were live tweeting. I didn't ask a question. It was probably going to get buried in the millions of questions they were getting asked. But overall, once I think that Morgan fight started happening with Carol, that's when I got really excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew the episode had legs then.
Right.
Because I said it. I said, hold up. I said, is Carol gonna kill Morgan?
Right.
But I said that before the fight.
Yeah, before she even disappeared, and Morgan was like, hey, Carol.
When Carol was playing sleep, I'm like, hello, Carol won't sleep on the job.
Okay, I believed her. I believed her.
Yeah.
Now, the beginning of the episode, when the episode first came on and they start running, I did kept getting scared for some of the characters. So I will say they did a good close call to, like, Deanna. It looked like we know what happened to her. But in one case, it was like, oh, Deanna's about to die. I'm like, Rick's about to die. And then I was like, Maggie, she's about to die. Oh, no, she's pregnant. And then you're like, Gary's like, no one's going to die, Nicole. No, none of them are going to die. So I was really scared for Maggie, and I thought that would have been.
I already called it. I knew no one of importance going to die.
Yeah, but they tricked us pretty well with the Maggie thing.
I'm surprised they had Deanna get bit.
Yeah, that came as a shock.
That came as a shock, because Walking Dead don't kill nobody of importance. This season, we haven't seen anyone go of importance.
Right. Okay, quickly, I know this is just our instant cast, so we'll get everything in the full recap. But, like, at the end, I know Glenn spotted Maggie, but did Maggie see Glenn?
It didn't look like it.
Oh, like, what if they end up, like, I'm telling you, they're setting up to where one of them is going to die, and they're going to end up not seeing the other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to have a clean season.
You think so?
I think this season's going to be rated G.
Or
no main character die.
No main character die. Okay. None of them. All right. And then Ron and Carl, that fight. And then what? Okay, once again, I'm sick of people lying and sticking up for the bad guy. Someone tried to attack me, my immediate words have been like, that motherfucker just tried to kill me. So when Ron tried to kill Carl, and Carl said, no, we are fighting them.
Well, the thing is, it was an appropriate time or place.
Right. See, Carl's more mature than Carol.
Right.
He knows the time and place.
Yeah, I don't think it was the appropriate time or place. You know, I mean, shit, Walker's coming in.
Right.
There's no time. Rick yelling, what happened? What happened? Carl like, yo, let's take care of this first.
Right.
You know, nothing happened. We were fighting Walkers.
Okay. All right, we'll let that go.
But you see, Carl went and said, hold up, you got to give me that gun, though.
Right.
He'll let you hold on to that.
I like Carl. Like, I remember early on, maybe season one, season two, possibly even season three and four, we did not like Carl. Or at least I didn't. He was like that little bratty boy, just always going around doing shit he shouldn't have done.
Yeah, you didn't like Carl for nothing.
I did not.
And I couldn't understand why.
I mean, can we say Dale died because of Carl? Let's not forget that.
Right. But you weren't the only one that didn't like him.
Oh, definitely. He's always just up to something. And I don't know. I just, well, you know, he was just being a kid or whatever. But it was like that. To me, like, if you're a kid in the zombie apocalypse, now's not the time to be disobeying your parents. Like, do everything your parent tells you to do. Speaking of which, we have little Sam calling mom out. Like, someone should have knocked Sam out and just carried him. That would have been better. What?
What?
Judith's more of a G than Sam, right? At this point, she ain't crying. She ain't doing nothing. She's chilling under Carl.
Yo, but Judith had to live through this longer.
I know, but Sam, okay, out of all times,
that was
mom.
A joke, because Judith was a baby.
Yeah, so but mom, like, why are you talking? We just said, we're going in here trying to act like walkers. We can't talk.
Right.
Not yet. Right. Maybe season seven.
Yeah, season seven, yeah, Walker's going to talk.
Yeah, because they've been sleeping, tiptoeing this season, but.
Yeah, next season, they're definitely talking.
They're talking. All right, so what else did you like?
I'm just wondering, what is Glenn gonna do? You know, Glenn see his wife up there. Do we know she's pregnant yet?
Yeah, he told Enid, my pregnant wife.
Okay, well, okay, that makes it all, you know, the more better,
right?
Because now I'm wondering, what is he gonna do? What is his game plan? What is the end plan?
He better try to get in there. I mean, he needs to do what Rick and them are doing. And, can we just say, I'm so glad that they're doing that, because we haven't seen them do that in seasons, a couple seasons now. Well, Carol did it kind of last season, but there's been plenty of times where it seems like that's what they should have been doing. They should have dressed up as walkers, and they haven't done that. So I'm glad that they actually did it this time.
Yeah, I'm everyday walker.
Right, every day.
that's my new gear.
As soon as you wake up, you put on fresh walker blood and you go about your day.
Yeah, I'm out there getting walker gear like people buy Nikes.
Right. That's what you do. Every day you're in walker gear. That's just the life you live now at this point.
For real, that's the fashion.
Now, I don't know. Something's up with that walker, but like something about me doesn't quite hate him.
You talking about Wolf? The Wolf?
Yeah, the Wolf. My bad. The Wolf. Is it just me, or I don't know if it's those teeth. I don't know what it is. Something about me does not actually hate that Wolf.
Yeah, I can't figure him out.
I can't figure him out. Because he's not, I mean, we know he's bad. We know he's evil, but he doesn't have that evil sense that Garrett had from Terminus. You know, right. Garrett was just plain old evil.
But have you noticed he said, I mean, he keeps saying that you might as well kill me because I'm going to kill you.
Right.
But did you notice when she asked him, or when she told him, she said, well, you kill people. He said, kill people. He said, I haven't killed anybody.
I let him free or whatever he said.
Right. So what is he saying?
He better be on that spiritual bullshit. They were going to die, so I let them go. Because then even when they said, you don't need her, and he said, yeah, no, I don't need her.
Right.
They are some too much poetry shit right now. Like, talk straight. What exactly are you saying?
Why are you taking her then?
Why are you taking her if you didn't need her?
But yeah, right. Walking Dead is usually good at explaining everything else.
Right.
Because every time somebody do it, you know, they got to give us a whole paragraph of why they're doing it.
Right. We talked pretty plenty of times before about these.
So I'm just wondering why he didn't give the paragraph. Why didn't he give the little dialogue like, I don't need her, but I'm going to take her and I'm going to walk up the street with her and cut her throat so she can get the blood. You know,
I'm going to set her blood free for the air to breathe. I don't know, like, he was on some poetry shit, but he was not on a big speech shit.
Yeah, he went about that speech.
But his dialogue was still weird. It was like, okay, I still had some questions after he talked. It was like, oh, I had some follow-up questions to what he was saying.
Right, right.
What do you mean we set them free?
Yeah, but he kept it short.
Yeah, short and sweet. And I kind of liked Denise's reaction. She was pretty badass. Like, on one scene, she was badass because she spoke up to him. She's like, I can't believe this. Like, you're full of shit or whatever she said to him. But at the same time, I was like, why he was over there trying to set his cuffs free, why didn't she attack him? Like, he's over there.
Right.
Over there sawing his cuffs free. She's just staring at him. Like, that's when you give a good kick to the face. You don't have to be a fighter. Obviously, you can't. I would be kind of scared because it's a man or whatever. You know, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
And his teeth. But, like, kick him to the face. Yeah, those teeth look scary.
But just hear him bite you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we discussed it before.
So he got the walker bite.
He got the walker bite. His bite might be as dangerous as the walker bite. But at the same time, I was thinking, like, okay, while you're watching him saw his way to freedom, why don't you kick him in the face? Kick him in the jaw? Like, something, you know?
I don't understand why they handed the guns over to him when he said kick the guns over.
Yeah, like, fuck that. I don't know what the term is, but Denise dying, not saying that we want her to die, but I'd rather one person die, you kill him, and then no one else dies, and then only Denise died, rather than you put your guns down, and then he might end up killing Denise and everyone else, too.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
But you see, he didn't kill anybody. That's crazy.
He didn't kill anybody. That was weird. And then he had a knife. A bullet should be faster than a knife.
And that's why, I don't know, that's what's so weird about the situation, because he said he never killed anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't kill anybody.
Wait, so are you saying he didn't kill anybody at all since he's been there?
I'm wondering, have he?
It's a possibility. And then we didn't see Sasha or Abraham at all, so we're not seeing them again until February?
Man, we haven't seen a lot of people.
We still haven't seen Heath. Where the hell was Heath when all this was going on?
Yo, Heath is still in one of those houses.
Where are the two Bruces?
The Bruce is gone.
That's weird. They're just on that weird tip where they don't show people.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when a lot of shit go down.
Especially when you show them for so long. Like, we got a whole episode with Heath, and then now he's gone.
I mean, at least you got to show him looking at the blinds or something. Looking out the window.
Did he get hurt last week? Did he get hurt?
I mean, he lost his shoe, but, you know, that's the reason not to show him. They should show him looking out a window, too.
Right. Something.
I mean, when some stuff go down, you got to show people. Yeah. Even if you show them for half a second, just looking out the window or showing them looking for their gun or something. You just got to show them.
Show them.
And Walking Dead, they focus on people per episode. But it's kind of weird because they're not showing people that we know that's there.
Yeah.
Like, we know Heath is there.
We know he's there.
We know he's there.
We know the two Bruce are there.
We know they're there.
Yeah, that's some weird shit. And then, yeah. Even, I mean, I'm not trying to do too nitpicky, but because it will go in full recap and stuff like that, but remember that lady, like the people at the dinner party, remember the lady that asked Sasha last season, that black lady? She's like, oh, I'm worried I won't make the right thing for you. Like, where is she from the party? Like, if you get someone a speaking role, you better show them again.
Yeah.
And then now I just realized, where the hell is Aaron and his boyfriend? Are they wallowing in their tears because of the wolves? We haven't seen him since the wolves came. Aaron.
That's what I'm saying. You got to show everybody at a time like this.
So we better see them definitely next episode in February.
We got to. But you can't just have main characters, the new main characters, not in episodes when they're in a town where the stuff is just happening.
Right.
I mean, I know they're not sleep. Can they sleep through this?
There's no way. But I did like seeing Gabriel, you know, come through and he said, hey, no matter what, I'm not turning back. So we'll see. I think Gabriel's going to be a new man next season or next second half.
Yeah, I doubt it.
He might have to take off his little priest stuff.
I hope not. I kind of appreciate Gabriel.
Okay. I hated Gabriel and then I liked him. I like him now.
Well, we've seen Gabriel do a lot of suspect stuff.
Like what?
Tell Deanna that they're bad people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, say he abandoned his flock. Like, looked scared all the damn time.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I would think if you're the man if you're the man you say you are, a man of God, I mean, shit shouldn't scare you.
Well, I wouldn't say that far. Shit's gonna scare you if you're a man of God.
No, I'm just saying, if he's as deep into it as he is, you know, he's just a little too scary for me to be that deep into it.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
he should know if it's his time to go, he's going.
Maybe. I don't know. But we'll be back. We're gonna tape tomorrow night, Monday, for our full recap. We would love to hear what you guys thought. We're gonna watch it another time, take our notes, email us dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. We would love to hear what you guys thought. We'll discuss it on the podcast. You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/verdictsin or Twitter @theverdictsin.
Yeah, please hit us up because we want to know what you think.
Yes.
We want to know how you felt about this episode, either good or bad. I mean,
you agree or disagree with us.
What are you calling bullshit on?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm scared to say, I mean, who's most likely to die? Because, you know, nobody's pretty much dying these days.
Yeah, no one died. Well, I mean,
I'm gonna start predicting.
Deanna is dead, we can say.
Hopefully no crazy stuff happened where, you know, she just come back.
Okay. At this point, Deanna's dead, which I have a lot to say about her stuff this episode. But
right. But, you know, I'm going to start predicting Walker number two.
Okay. Some just random folks. That's random the only Walker. People that died this episode was Walkers. And then, of course, maybe Deanna.
Walker by the Jeep's going to die this episode.
Right.
Because, you know, there's nobody of relevance. They're just killing Walkers off.
Random people. All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow night. We're going to tape our episode. Our full episode will release Tuesday night. Email us tomorrow by 7 p.m., 8 p.m. at the very latest Eastern time. And until then, have a good night. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.